We're following the news about a number of suspicious packages intercepted by law enforcement around the country addressed to former President Barack Obama, former presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Packages were also sent to the CNN headquarters in New York City, to U.S. Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz's office in Florida. And New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says his office in Manhattan received a device that's being handled. NPR correspondent Quill Lawrence joins us from New York. Hi, Quill.
Hi.
And the New York City Police Department held a press conference about the package sent to CNN's headquarters and to the Clintons' home in Chappaqua, New York. What more did we learn?
There was a little news first that in that package containing a device which they described as a pipe bomb type device at the CNN headquarters, the packaging also contained a white powder. And they don't know what that is yet. There have been recent a letter sent with white powder to the White House and the Pentagon, which turned out not to be deadly, but they are certainly a matter of concern. So they have still they had closed down the mailroom at that building at the time to try and analyze that powder. Also, as you mentioned, Governor Andrew Cuomo announced mid press conference that he had received a device to his office, which was being handled. And I should add that NPR has just confirmed that former Attorney General Eric Holder has also received a device which was intercepted.
Okay. So we're talking about Cuomo, a Democrat, Holder, also a Democrat, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, also a Democrat, and obviously Hillary Clinton and former President Obama. Is law enforcement in New York saying anything about whether the risk goes on, whether anybody else is at risk here?
I mean, they were trying not to point out what I think the most people are drawing as a conclusion, that the targets are either progressive voices like billionaire philanthropist George Soros, who received an explosive device at his home earlier this week, and all the others you just mentioned. But yes, that seems to be the conclusion people are drawing, connecting the dots.
Increase in law enforcement and security around the city now?
Yes, they're announcing that there would be, you would probably see more police on the corners, et cetera. But mostly they were stressing that New York City has been through a lot of things like this. It's 25 years since the 1993 World Trade Center bombing now. So they said New York has seen worse and that people should go about their daily lives. There's no specific information about any additional threats.
Let's listen to a little clip from the press conference in New York. This is Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Let's just say this to all public officials of all partisan affiliations. Don't encourage violence. Don't encourage hatred. Don't encourage attacks on media. You can disagree, but you have to show respect for people and air your disagreements peacefully.
These attacks or attempted attacks, I should say, are coming just before the midterm elections. As we mentioned, several of these packages were addressed to Democrats or progressive voices. Can we make any guesses at this point about the source?
So far, most of them have been the focus in the past of right-wing conspiracy talk online, on the radio. Debbie Wasserman Schultz was, of course, featured in the WikiLeaks trove of emails that was released, which embarrassed the Democratic Party before the last presidential election. And so that's what the conclusion many people are drawing, but not not police, not authorities. They're saying that they're just going to wait and see. And I should say that already some of these right-wing conspiracy theorist peddlers online are starting to say that this could be a ploy by the Democrats to distract before the
election. We'll keep watching. Quill Lawrence, thank you. This is Here Now.